Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless.
Welcome to Tuesday night prayer. Good evening, everyone. Tag a friend, tell a friend, tell them that we're live now preparing to enter in and to go into prayer. And I am prepared. I am ready. Like, subscribe, and share this broadcast if this is your first time joining us here at Flawed and Free. For Tuesday night prayer, we're here 7 p.m. Central Standard Time every Tuesday and Thursday. We're here on Tuesdays and Thursdays every week from 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So let's get ready here in just a moment. How is everybody? I hope everybody is well. I hope everybody is doing well. My day is well. I'm ready to pray. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to pray. Oh my God. Congratulations to Flawed and Free. We have made it to 2,000 subscribers on YouTube today. So what a blessing. What a blessing. Shout out to all of the listeners and followers and those that are subscribing to our broadcast and are partnering with us here at Flawed and Free. Thank you. First time from South Africa. Hello, Verno. How are you? We are going to pray. This is what we do here. We love to pray, and we're going to get it in here tonight. So trying to give people a chance to come in and say hello for a moment. But we're going to go ahead and get started. I don't know. My chat isn't pulling up. I don't know why. Thank you, Jasmine. Thank you. Thank you. My chat won't pull up. I cannot see the chat. So we're going to have to, hi, how are you? I'm not going to be able to respond to people. Hi, daughter. Hi, Sierra. How are you? If my chat doesn't pull up, it's still not doing it. So I guess everything, in order for me to see it, we're going to have to pull it up on the screen, like, for me to see, because it's just giving me a little circle here, because I can't see anything. The chat won't pull up. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Well, let's prepare to pray. Several of you are on right now, and I'm ready. So for those that come in, they can come in whenever they get a chance to join us, but we're going to go ahead and get started right now. Hi, Rose. How are you, Rose? Rose, you've been here a couple of here recently. You've been here. Hello, Rose. I was going to see if I could make you a moderator if you wanted to be a moderator for follow you back to. Hi, Rose. How are you? Good to see you over there. So hello, everybody on TikTok land, Facebook land, YouTube land, all over the land. We are back again for Tuesday night prayer. So exciting. So exciting to pray and commune with our Father in this place. And so, again, for those that weren't on earlier, we're here every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for prayer. And so sometimes people will put prayer requests in. If I see them, I can shout them out or allow the Holy Spirit to have his way with prayer requests as they're coming in. But I pray in accordance to the will of the Father, in accordance to the Holy Spirit. Hello, Essence. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we are petitioning. We are partnering. We are readying ourselves for what God has for us here today. Yes, 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 yes. We want to saturate and soak in his presence and partner with him and just allow God to just truly, truly, truly have his way with us. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. So without further ado, let's get into today's prayer. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we give you glory. Father God, we uplift your holy name today. Father, for it is because of you, Father, that we move, that we have our being this day in the earth. Father God, we just thank you, Father, for the divine will and the divine destiny that the Father has given each and every one of us. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for our Lord and Savior. We thank you for the sacrifice that was made for us on the cross. Father, we thank you for the blood that was shed. Father, we thank you for the reconciliation, for the ministry of reconciliation that allows us to be reconciled back to God. Glory be to God. How we are so grateful for the great commission that you have placed upon our lives to be witnesses into all of the earth, into the outermost parts of the earth, to every place and space that you called us to, in every city and state and region that we reside. Father, for it is purposeful, it is intentional, oh God. It is because you trust us. It is because you love us. It is because we are your ambassadors in the earth. It is because we have all that we need in you for your glory and your grace. Father God dwells within us, oh God. Father, for it is your grace that is sufficient this day for every area of weakness, for any infirmity, for anything that we may be struggling with, any concerns, any matters concerning our families and our futures, or anything that we can see, anything that we cannot see. Father, we just thank you today. We just come before you today and in corporate prayer, Father God, connecting ourselves with kingdom connectors, with kingdom collaborators. Father God, connecting ourselves, aligning ourselves with the divine destiny helpers that are called to our lives today. Father, the destiny pushers and the destiny helpers, those that are to come, those that are already here. Father, we just come together with you today. Father God, we just uplift your name today. And as we prepare, oh God, to petition your throne, as we prepare, oh God, to be living sacrifices unto you. Father, may our worship, may our praise, may our prayer be of acceptable to you. May it be an acceptable sacrifice unto you, Lord. Be it unto you, be it unto me, be it unto us, O God, that it is because of our Father which art in heaven. Father God, we just admonish you and we uplift you, Father. For the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God. Father, you are all places at all times. Father God, you are not just here, but you're there and you're everywhere. Father, what a blessing it is to be your daughter. What a blessing it is, oh God, to be one of your chosen. What a blessing it is, oh God, to be a son of God, to be a son of God. What a blessing it is. Father God, we just lay ourselves down. Father, we just lay our worries of the day down. Father, the worries of the week, even the things that are ahead of us, oh God. For your word says, let tomorrow take care of itself. Today has enough worries. Today has enough that we should be concerned enough to deal with, enough to maneuver, enough to handle. That Father, that there is nothing too big for you. For you are the big, great God. For you are, there's nothing bigger, there's nothing better, there's nothing, Father God, that supersedes you, because you are the supernatural Father. Father, you are bigger than the universe. You are bigger than the earth. You are bigger than me. You are bigger than us. You are bigger than anything that we can think and or imagine. Father, we just thank you today that no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're experiencing, God, that no matter how hard the test and the trials may be, that no matter what the tribulation may be before us, that there is nothing that we can't overcome, for we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Father, it is with you that we can overcome. It is by you and through you and with you that we persevere, that it is in you that we have all that we need. Father, we thank you for your patience. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, Father, for the revelatory wisdom. We thank you for the manifold wisdom of God. We thank you for the wisdom you give us to gain and to create wealth. Father, we thank you for all of creation, oh God, that is at our disposal, that is in our hands, that, Father, that we can speak, decree, and declare a thing, and we can establish it, and it shall be so. Father, we thank you, Father, for the mountain experiences. Father, we thank you as you have moved us and matured us from milk to meat. Father, we thank you as we have sought your face. Father, right now we just pour out our alabaster boxes before you, oh God. Father, we pour out our oil, God. We humble our hearts and our minds, Father. We humble ourselves, Father, for we are not worthy. We are not worthy, Father. But because of your son, Jesus, because of his sacrifice, because of the covenant that has been made on the cross for us, Father, it has given us way. It has given us entrance. It has given us access to you. Father, we thank you that the sacrifice that Jesus Christ of Nazareth made on the cross has torn the veil, oh God. That the veil is now torn, that we can enter in, that we don't have to wait for the priest and the high priest, Father God, to petition on the day of atonement, to atone for our sins. But it is by the blood, it is through the blood, it is by the power of the blood that you have made and atoned for every single sin, every single matter, every situation, every circumstance, Father, that it is by, even through the iniquity and the sin of our ancestors and our forefathers, the things that we have inherited, oh God. Father, for we did not know, many of us did not know when we were birthed in the earth, oh God, when we didn't know our purpose, when we didn't know, Father God, our identities, when we didn't know our destiny, God, when we didn't know which way was up, which way was down, Father God, when we didn't know, God, and we saw answers everywhere but in you. Father, forgive us. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us for the times in which we doubted you, the times in which we did not believe that you were the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that you were not just the God of the past, that you are just the God of the Old Testament, that you are the God not just of the Ancient of Days, but even with the age to come, that, Father, you are not just in the beginning, but that you are also in the end, that, Father, you are our Alpha and Omega, and you are all in between, Father, for there is nothing that we can get past you. There is nothing, oh God, that we can hide from you. There is nothing, oh God, that you are not aware of, Father, for even the things in our own minds and in our own hearts, Father, where we run, Father, because we have sinned against you. Father, may we be transparent. May we be translucent in our petitions, in our wisdom, in our knowledge, and our gaining of understanding of you. Father God, may we lay aside even the information and our intellect, Father, that has gotten in our own way. Father God, may we lay aside self-sabotage, Father, denial in the name of Jesus, delay in the name of Jesus, doubt in the name of Jesus, unbelief in the name of Jesus, dissension and division, discord and disunity, oh God, envy and jealousy, even comparison, oh God. Father, for we have compared ourselves to others, not knowing, Father, that you uniquely created us as an individual called and commissioned to your purpose, not to be like anyone else, but to be like you, God. Father, may we not even look to the left, to the right, to above or behind or before or in the back. Father, let us not look around. Let us not be wayward in our thinking. Father, we bring our thinking and our thought lives to the altar tonight. As we come before you in prayer, as we come before you repenting, as we come before you asking for forgiveness, Father, may your mercy that renews daily, Father, we repent every day. Father, we just thank you, oh God, for those things known and both unknown to us. Father, those things that we are unaware, those things we are ignorant of, those things that have been hidden, those things that have been veiled. Father, we just petition and pray and partner tonight with the Holy Spirit, oh God. Holy Spirit, we invoke your presence. We invite you into this prayer. We invite you into our lives. We invite you in, Father, to every facet of who we are, into our minds, into our mouths, into our members, to manifest yourself, Father, in our children, in our marriages, on our job, on our careers, in our entrepreneurship endeavors, everywhere that we may place our foot, everywhere we may trample and tread upon, every single territory, every city, every region, every state, all the nations we have been called to, Father, even to our own individual families. Father, we just bring them before you now. Father God, we bring them before you now. Mama si. Kola mantando le batsaya. We thank you for the covenant blessing. We thank you for the covenant contracts by the blood. For you are the bread of life, Father. Father, for we shall hunger no more. We shall thirst no more. We shall dig from the well. We shall drink from the well. The well that never runs dry, oh God. The well that never runs dry. The well that never goes empty. Father, for we are your sons and your daughter, the children of God, that your beloved that you love, your beloved, Father. Father, we know that we are precious, far above rubies. We know that our value carries greater weight than even the weight of gold. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you today to take every burden and every weight of the world off of our shoulders and off of our backs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your word says that your yoke is easy, God, and your burden is light. So for any of you that are experiencing burdens, some thoughts and burdensome feelings, in the name of Jesus, we bind up the burden. We bind up every garment and every spirit of heaviness, and we loose peace and joy in Jesus' name. And yoke yourself today with the Father, with the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. Father, in Jesus' name, we cry aloud and we spare not this day. Father, we cry out to you, Father, that we need your help. Let us not be so self-righteous in our movement. Let us not be so self-righteous in our care of our day-to-day concerns, Father, thinking that we can do it without you. Father, keep us connected, oh God. Keep us, Father God, walking in synchronicity, syncopated, in your rhythm and your seasons, in accordance to the divine timelines of heaven, oh God. May we not fall out of sync with you, God. And if any of us, Father, have fallen to the wayside, have gone wayward, God, in the name of Jesus, for any of us, Father, that have wandered out of the sheep gate, Father, you are our great shepherd, and we call upon you now. We call upon the great shepherd today. Gather us, Father. Care for us. For we lie down. You have made us to lie down in green pastures, oh God. To drink from the waters, the rivers of living waters, God. May your rivers of living water continue to flow, to be filled in the name of Jesus. Father, we partner in prayer. Father God, we ascend the mountain to see you and to seek you. We ascend the mountain, oh God. Tonight we ascend the mountain, Jesus. So that we may dwell with you, so that we may enter in your presence, Father, that we may just lay at your feet in the name of Jesus.
We just pray, oh God, that as you invite us in, and as we petition you in thanksgiving and as in prayer, Father, and as we move our location in the realm of the spirit, oh God, may our praise be worthy of sitting and laying at your feet. May our praise and our thanks be worthy, oh God, as we move from the outer courts to the inner courts, to the holy place and to the holy of holies. Father, may we be deemed worthy. May we be invited into your presence, oh God. Because it is in your presence, God, that we find deliverance. It is in your presence, God, that we find salvation. It is in your presence that we are set free from captivity. It is in your presence, Father, where you are cleansing us and washing us of all unrighteousness, washing us, cleansing us by the blood of Jesus. It is in your presence that we are empowered, that we are uplifted. It is in your presence that we can move in your power. It is in your presence where you have opened doors that only you can open. It is in your presence, God. May we seek and desire all the days of our life to be, to live, to lull, to soak in your presence, God. For we do not take it for granted, God. We do not take it for granted, God. It is your presence that we seek, not your power, but your presence. But we know that all things are found in you. All things come from you, that you truly are our sole source of everything. Anything we are in need of, anything that we are in lack, for we don't live in lack, because our Father in heaven has everything you need. He has everything that you need. So if there's anything that you feel that you are in need of, the Lord our God says, if we just ask, it shall be given to us. If we seek his face, if we seek him, we shall find. If we knock, then the door shall be opened. Is there anything that our Father does not desire to give us? There is nothing, for we don't live in lack. We live in the prosperity and the abundance of Christ Jesus. We live by the hand of God. So, Father, we thank you for your divine protection. Oh, God, we thank you for your provision. We thank you for your prosperity. We thank you for your healing, God, for the 39 stripes that you took, for every single sickness, for every disease, for every infirmity, for every area of weakness, God, for anything that we are in need of, God. All we gotta do is align ourselves and bind our minds to you, bind our emotions to you, bind our wills to you. Father, we just ask that you will filter through our souls, God, that whatever it is that is in us, whatever is affecting us, whatever is connected to us, whatever we've come into covenant with, whatever has come in, we've contracted through our sin, through the iniquity, through transgressions, through the trespasses of the past, the present, and even those things that are time release for the future. Father, may nothing touch us, Father. Father, may we come against tonight every single demonic power that is finding or seeking a source or a way or an open door, God. Tonight we close the door to every demonic doorkeeper in the name of Jesus, and we loose the fire of the living God. For we serve a living God, a God who is alive, a God who has power. Our God does not lack. Our God has all power and glory in his hand. So we thank you, Father, for your glory. We thank you, Father, for your power. We thank you, Father, for the riches of heaven. We thank you, Father, for the ability to forgive and to be forgiven. If any of you are holding on to anything, any betrayal, any disappointment, any hurt, any disdain for someone, anything that still creeps up into your mind at night, or maybe in the midday or in the midnight hour, and you still feel that twinge of offense, something someone said, something someone did. It is so important because the devil is so unfair. He was never created to be who he is, but as he is fallen from God's grace, Satan has nothing to lose. It is his divine, not even divine, it is his will, because he chose this. It is his will to destroy, to devour, to deceive, to keep you from coming into the knowledge, the wisdom, and the will of Christ Jesus, to keep you from receiving your commanded blessing from God. It is his only desire. It's not divine, but it's his only desire. He was once divine, now demonic, now diabolic. So the diabolical powers of the enemy will always contradict God's plan, God's purpose, and God's destiny for your life. And so these are the things that we struggle, that we fight with every day. We pray and we fast and we wait and we watch, and we pray and we fast and we wait and we watch. But this life is the life that we will live through eternity with Christ. But we are on the winning side. If you are a believer and a follower of Christ, understand and know that you are on the winning side. That Satan wants to deceive you by making you believe and think that those that he blesses, that those that work with him, that are in contract with him, that are in covenant with him, are in a better place than you are. Because you're meeting resistance, you're meeting some sort of delays, and so you think that the enemy has more power than God has, but it's not true. It's not true. And you have to begin to really walk by faith and know that you've been set apart, called and chosen to be one of God's faithful followers, faithful servants, that all you need is at your fingertips. It's you have access. But if you don't truly understand and know your divine authority in Christ Jesus, you will miss the mark. You will miss the manifestation of God's presence, not just his presence, his tangible presence, but his power. Because God has given you the keys of the kingdom through dominion, through power, through authority. So dominion is yours. You've already received dominion. The domain that you've been called to is, could be a number of places, could be a number of things. But nonetheless, you have dominion over the fowl of the air, over the fish in the sea. You have dominion over every creeping thing that crawleth in the earth. You can speak to the winds. You can speak to the atmosphere, and it must obey, because God has called you to be in the likeness and the image of him. So you're Jesus in the skin. You are Jesus in the skin, in the earth. So you can delegate. You can declare. You can decree. You can move in power. You have the authority by the spoken word of God, by the government of God, and through the legislation of his law, because you are an ambassador of heaven positioned in the earth. But your dominion is not only in the heavenly realm with Christ Jesus, but also in the earth. And so in him, and here in the earth, you have the power and you have the authority. How does God know who we are? We keep his commandments. Father, help us, oh God, to keep your commandments. May the conviction of the Holy Spirit begin to speak to you tonight, tomorrow, and to all of the days that are yet ahead of you. May the conviction of the Holy Spirit help you to arise in the authority I'm speaking to. Help you to come into creation as God intended for your life. Father, Father, we don't just seek the tangible things, the riches and the just the glory of God, but Father, may our character exude, exemplify, and be an example to those that don't know you, to those that desire to have a greater relationship with you. May they see the intimacy of our relationship, and may a fresh fire be invoked, and may a fresh zeal for the Lord be sparked into their hearts tonight. Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that our heart's desire isn't just to give, to receive, but is to give, to bless others. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Father, for the commanded blessings of the Lord. We thank you, Father, for your will going forth this day. We thank you, Father, that as we agree with you, that we align our minds, we align all of the things that you have brought us to, called us to, that you have commissioned upon us, that we will carry them out to completion. Father, we thank you that you have set us up on high. We thank you, God, that even you said we will not dash our foot upon a stone, that there is nothing that could hurt us. There's nothing that can harm us, that you will contend with everything that contends with us, that you have sent forth angels to have charge over us, Father, that they've gone ahead of us into their respective places and spaces, and wherever you're sending them tonight, even in prayer. Father, we just ask that the angels of the Lord, that the ministering angels, that the angels of war, that the no mercy angels, that the angels that have been called to our mandates, the angels assigned to our commission and missions in the earth, the angels that are assigned to our marriages, to our spouses, all of the angels that are assigned to our children, the angels that are assigned to our purpose, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, may they move now in the name of Jesus. Masiolo la mansoya, kia la mantando lo bosso, tia rabantande le mansaya, rembanda le mansi, rembankanto rabasaya, remba mama masanda, rokoto rinda alamante, rende enene massa, rembankoto ribana la mansi, rembanda la mansi andanne le manso, rembanda le bankaya, rende de mansi. May the angels hearken to the voice of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father, oh God, wherever you choose to send them, we agree. And may the portals of heaven continue to open up over us tonight. May the portals of heaven manifest. May the portals of heaven pour out a blessing. Pour out a blessing upon us now. Pour out a blessing, Lord. Blessings of breakthrough, blessings that we placed upon our altars, Father. May we sit, stand, lay, and soak as the portals of heaven open in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare your word in Deuteronomy 28. I've been hearing the Lord speak to the blessings and the breakthrough that is coming in this harvest season that is drawing near to us. This harvest season is drawing near to us. And God is preparing to unleash and open the portals and the floodgates of heaven unto you. Be it unto you. Amen. Be it unto you. Be it unto you, sons of God, be it unto you, that it will not tarry, that it will not delay, that it will not be detoured, that it will not be distracted, that it will not be devoured, that the abundant blessings and the power of God, that you shall receive 100,000-fold blessing tonight for every seed that is in the ground. Do you hear me? It is not too much to ask. For the God that we serve is an infinite, eternal God. He can never run out of resources. He has all the resources that you could ever think that you would need and imagine. There is no end to God. He is the beginning and the end. He is the all in all. He is the I am. Glory be to God. So tonight, Father, we pray that you will fill us with more of your glory. Fill us, oh God, with more of your power, more of your glory. Father, it is our heart's desire to shine and to be a light in the earth as we illuminate the paths of darkness, as we illuminate, as we overshadow, as we push back and push down, and as we wrestle down and abolish and dismantle and destroy the kingdom of darkness. For the light has come. The light is here. We are the light that cannot be hidden. We are the light. You are the light. I am the light. We are the light. We are called to be the light. So, Father, let our light shine. Let our light shine. As we pray tonight, may your star in heaven glow brighter. May your star in heaven glow brighter by the second, by the minute, by the hour. May your star glow brighter than ever before. And whatsoever may be held back or kept from us or hidden or stolen from us, I decree and declare that today that your treasures will be released from heaven, that whatever has been taken and snatched and stolen and hidden from you, that it will be released tonight, and that whatever the enemy has stolen from you will be returned back sevenfold with interest. That in which he has taken from you, it will be returned back to you now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare full recompense in Jesus' name. Restore, oh God. Restore, oh God. Restore, oh God. Restore us, Father. For your word says in Deuteronomy 28, let's command the word of God. Let's legislate his word as we receive God's blessings, as he pours out the blessings of heaven into the earth. Father, we receive it now. We receive your abundant blessings. For your word says, and it shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass. Catch that. Receive it. Believe it, declare it aloud, and it shall come to pass. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, listen to the Lord, hear his instructions, obey and follow his will, his way, and his word. For the word says to diligently unto the voice of the Lord our God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. God has set you on high above every nation. So as you ascend to the place that God has already called you to, take your place tonight. Take your place tonight in prayer. Take your position in prayer. Begin to hearken and listen and obey the voice of the Lord. That as the Lord has set you up on high, verse 2 says, and all these blessings shall come on thee. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That all of the blessings of the Lord shall come on thee. Like a garment. Like a gift, like armor. Cloak us, God. cloak us in your blessings. Hey. Cloak us in your blessings, Lord. Cloak us and cover us, God. Place your blessings, your garments of blessings on us, God. Not only does the word say, it says the blessing shall come on thee and overtake thee. My God, may the blessings of the Lord overtake you. May they chase you down today in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the blessings of the Lord will come upon us and overtake us. By the word in Deuteronomy 28, that if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. The key is hearing, discerning, and following the voice of the Lord. What is God saying to you today? What has God been saying to you this year? What has God been saying to you in your watchman hours? What has God been saying to you in the midnight hour? What is God decreeing over your life? What is God speaking over your life? What is God saying to you? What has God already said to you that you might have forgotten, that you might have tucked away because it's been a little bit of time and it may not have manifested itself in your life just as of yet? But what has God said? Have you hearkened? Have you held on to? Have you taken hold? Have you grabbed? Have you moved in faith? Have you yielded to God's will and God's word? In the name of Jesus, Masolele Mansaya, blessed are you. Blessed are you, sons of God. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. We are blessed. We are blessed, not just financially, but blessed. We have our minds, we have our health, there are so many things that we can just give God thanks and thank him for blessing us. If you're breathing, you're blessed. Even if you are going through right now, you are still blessed beyond measure. You have yet to see what God is going to do in your life. You have yet to know where God is taking you. You have yet to feel his presence. You have yet to experience his power. You have yet to manifest his glory in the earth. You have yet to come into the fullness of God the way he has initially intended, decreed, and declared before you were formed in your mother's womb. There's work to do. There's a work to do. There's a work to do. Yes, you may have overcome challenges. Yes, you may have overcome struggle and strains of the past. Yes, but there is still work to do. Will you ready yourself for the work? Will you ready yourself? Will you give God a fresh yes? Will you move in obedience? No matter what you say, no matter what you feel, no matter what you sense, no matter how tired you are, no matter how persecuted you feel, no matter what they say, no matter how they laugh, no matter how they mock you, no matter when the enemy tries to get you to see what's not happening, because he wants you to shift your focus. He wants you to shift your focus, my God. Focus on the throne. If you hear nothing I say today, focus on the throne of God. Focus on the throne. Because that is where your treasures are. That is where your breakthrough is. That is where your joy is. That is where your peace is. That is where everything you need. Everything you need is found in his presence. For the word says in chapter 3, verse 3 of Deuteronomy 28, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground. Glory be to God. and the fruits of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Blessings shall chase you down. Blessings shall overtake you. Blessings shall overwhelm you. Bless where you and wherever you place your feet this day. We receive God's blessing. Verse 7 says, the Lord, my God, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. May your enemies be struck down. May your enemies be smitten. May your enemies be encamped and engulfed with fire. Now, in the name of Jesus, we loose the fire of God, the fire of heaven, to consume your enemy, to consume the camp of Satan and the camps of Satan that have come to destruct and to destroy and to devour and to dismantle. We lose fire of the living God. We lose fire of the Holy Ghost to consume any enemy that rises up against you today. Wherever he may be, whomever they may be, wherever they are, whatever they're connected to, whatever they're in covenant with, whomever they're in contract with, whomever they're in allegiance with, whomever they've associated themselves with, I command by the fire of God, by fire and by force, that Satan and every enemy that rises against me, that rises against my marriage, that rises against my spouse, that rises against my children, that rises against this ministry, that rises against the sons of God, that rises against you on TikTok, on Facebook, on YouTube, wherever you are watching, even those that will watch the replay, that wherever the enemy stands, wherever you are, follow the commands of Jehovah God as I release them now into the earth in the name of Jesus by the power and the authority given unto me as an ambassador of heaven. I decree and declare and I command that the enemy cease from his labors against you and that he be completely, utterly, and totally destroyed and annihilated, that every satanic camp and every satanic round table discussion, whether it was today, whether it was in the past, or whether it is in the days to come, as you begin to speak and to erect your plans and your schematics and your blueprints and your downloads, whatever you have placed and positioned to come against the men and the women of God, I command that your plans are now destroyed by fire and by force in the name of Jesus. And it is so. Have your way, God. Have your way, Jesus. And it is so. And it is so. And it is established this day in the name of Jesus. Lord, for as your word states in verse 7, the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. You are going to see your enemy be slayed, destroyed right before you. God is preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemies. You will see them slain. You will see them destroyed. You will see them devoured. You will see the enemy's plans and their schematics completely destroyed. We loose the fire of heaven and every fiery arrow and every fiery dart. We loose them from the Lord. And as we place a bull's eye on the back, the chest of every enemy in the realm of the spirit, I place a bull's eye now upon every destructive, unclean, every lying, every defiling, every tormenting, every devouring, every single demonic spirit that has stood at the door of your destiny, every spirit that has become a gatekeeper in your life. I bind every monitoring spirit that is watching you and gathering information, gathering intel and intellect against you to accuse you in the courts of heaven. I mute the mouth of Satan and I mute the mouth of Lucifer. I mute the mouth of every enemy that would speak and or accuse you in the courts today. And I bind the enemy's ears that he cannot hear even the prayers that we pray this day and even the prayers beyond this day. I bind the enemy's ears, I mute his mouth, and I command that he cannot speak until he is spoken to in the name of Jesus. I bind and arrest their movement, and I forbid Satan and his demonic allegiances, his alliances, his associations from gathering and from bringing any reinforcement. I come against every demonic reinforcement from tonight's prayer, from tonight's corporate gathering, all of the prayers of the saints as we uplift them before the Father tonight in Jesus' name. As they go into the places that they're being sent, as the angels are carrying their assignments into the next place, into the next space, in the name of Jesus, may they not come back until they have completed their assignments through their entirety and up through completion and beyond. Father God, Father God, we place a hedge of fire and we loose firewalls in the name of Jesus. For the Lord shall command a blessing upon your storehouses. Replenish the saints of God's storehouses today, Lord. Replenish their storehouses. Let me tell y'all something about your storehouses. One day, one of my prayer partners and I were in hours of intercession and prayer. And in this time of prayer, she heard an alarm going off in the realm of the spirit. There was an alarm going off in the realm of the spirit. And at this time that this alarm was going off, there were demonic entities stealing from my storehouses. They were stealing from them in the very present moment as we were praying. And not only were they stealing from the storehouses, but they were planting like an infection, like a virus, so to speak, into the storehouses. So what it looked like in the realm of the spirit was like a lot of wheat, and the storehouses were packed, jam-packed and full. And what they were doing was inserting kind of like, I don't know if they're locust or something to destroy the crop, to destroy all that was in it. And they had hidden it. Not only had they stolen and taken things out, but they had hidden these infections, these pesticide or whatever it was that they were using, but they had hidden it all throughout my storehouses. And it looked like wheat. It looked like lots and lots and lots and lots of wheat. It was packed. Yeah, cankerworms, palmerworms. Yes, they just yes. That's what it was. And so they had positioned them in the crop to devour it, to eat it up. And as this was happening, we began to war in the spirit, and we began to war as the Lord was unveiling and revealing what we were seeing happening in the theft of my storehouse. And so as this was happening in real time, the Lord, we saw Jesus enter into the storehouse, and he entered into, I'll never forget this day. He entered into the storehouse and he took his right hand and he lifted all of the wheat and all of the blessings, everything that I had in the storehouse. He lifted it up with one hand, and everything lifted, and everything that was planted by the enemy to devour my storehouses, the stuff in my storehouse, he turned his hand down like this, like closed his fist. Yes, he was separating the wheat from the tares. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. And so he closed his fist. As he closed his fist, everything that was planted was dissolved, just destroyed, just gone. It just like zapped away, like just, it was supernatural, of course, but as he lifted it up and separated what was his and what was not his, he turned his hand and everything in there that was not his, that he had not planted, was instantly taken in by fire. It was just fire, like zoop, like fire. And then he released his hand and everything went back to the way that it was. And so every time I see this prayer, this blessing, these commanded blessings about storehouses, I think about that revelation. I think about that time of prayer where my storehouses, unbeknownst to me, I'm like, what would have happened had I not been praying? Had we not been praying in that moment? I don't know. I believe God would have still done what he needed to do. I just was able to witness it in real time. But the Lord says in verse 8 that the Lord shall commend the blessing upon thee and thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thank you, Lord. Verse 9 says, the Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. That's the key. We must keep his commandments and walk in his ways. And the Lord will continue to give us plenty. The Lord will continue to contend. The Lord will continue to show up. The Lord will continue to confirm and affirm. The Lord will continue to provide. The Lord will continue to be purposeful and intentional with you. The Lord will continue to reveal. The Lord will not withhold any good thing from you. The Lord will continue for whatsoever you need or in need of, to be equipped, to be empowered, to move, to have your being in him, whatsoever it is, if it be in alliance, in alignment with his word and his will, if it be his will, be it unto you in Jesus' name. Be it unto you in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for even the tests and the trials. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are to us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My God, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Gwyneth. Hello. Hello, sis. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, Rose, shout it out. 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 Yes, shout it out. Pour it out. Shout it out. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you are led to sow and partner with this ministry in prayer, or just partner with us in sowing and placing a seed in the ground, if the Lord has led you to sow a seed into this season, into your future, into tonight's prayer, as the Lord leads you, you may do so now. You can go to Cash App. We have a secure website at theflauderfree.com/give. If you like to give through Cash App, you can do so now. If you're interested, at $flawedfree. That's $flawedfree, or info@theflauderfree.com if you would like to Zelle a seed into tonight's prayer. Glory be to God. I am grateful. I am thankful for God, for Jesus, for God's glory manifesting here tonight in prayer. I'm so grateful for all of you that partner here with us every week. To God be the glory. I pray God's abundant blessings, power, prosperity, healing, wholeness in Him, in Jesus' name. Hi, Keisha. How are you? That may God's blessings just continue to be poured out upon your life. Glory be to God. And it is so. And it is so. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, India. Thank you so much. And it is so. Glory to God. And it is so. Thank you all for joining. I'll see you guys Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be back here at 7 in Jesus' name. So make sure you click the notification bell and you know when we're live so that you can join us in prayer. It has been a pleasure and an honor to serve. Truly, it has been. I love to come and pray with you guys. I pray that the portals of heaven not only open, but stay open over you. That they stay open in the name of Jesus. May the portals of heaven stay open and God continue to pour out His abundant blessings over you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I am well, Keisha. I am well. I am well in Jesus' name. Yes, I am well, Gwyneth. I am well. I'm well, Rose. You're welcome, Rose. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, open, 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 Lord. Come on, come on, come on. We'll see you next Tuesday for prayer. Same time, same place. We'll be back here on Thursday. God bless you. God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you and good night.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.